seated. Thank you very much. You be seated. Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings. Thank you very much. Thank you. Open your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings chapter 5. 1 Kings chapter 5. Thank you so much for your enthusiasm and your love for the Lord. And a little bit of stupidity mixed in. I love every second of it. Thank you so much. 1 Kings chapter 5. It is good to have you back, and we do love you very, very dearly. And of course, we do what we do for the sake of the Lord, but mixed in with that is we do what we do for your sake because we love you, and we're glad you're here. 1 Kings chapter 5, I'm going to begin in verse 1. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants unto Solomon. For he, Hiram, had heard that they had anointed him, Solomon, king in the room of his father. For Hiram was ever a lover of David. You notice that phrase, ever a lover of David. Now, if you would turn to chapter 7. If you would please look at verse 13, chapter 7, verse 13. And King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali. And his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he, Hiram, was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all work in brass. And he, Hiram, came to King Solomon and wrought all his work. And then the next few verses, next few chapters, go on to describe all of the work that Hiram did with brass in Solomon's palace and in the temple. For 14 years, I had the privilege of preaching in our junior church. Now that I'm 68 years old, sometimes people my age have memory lapses. So this morning, I have forgotten that I am in chapel, and I think I'm back in my junior church again. So, boys and girls, a long, long time ago, way over on the other side of the world, there was a little boy by the name of Hiram. And I know that's a funny sounding name, but it doesn't sound as funny as Froakie. And boys and girls, I'm not sure exactly how old Hiram was, but he was probably about your age. And boys and girls, I don't know for sure what his house looked like, but it might have been down towards the end of the street. It may have had a little white fence in front of it with some flowers growing in front of that. And boys and girls, I don't know how old Hiram was, but Hiram was the kind of boy that really admired his daddy. You see, Hiram's daddy worked at the factory, or maybe the shop, where they made things out of brass. And boy, did Hiram ever think his dad was good at what he did. I can imagine one day, boys and girls, I'm not sure, but maybe he was walking home from school with some of his buddies. And maybe they walked past this one big house. And he said to one of his buddies, he said, hey, see that brass doorknob over there on Dr. Goldstein's house? He said, my daddy made that brass doorknob. And maybe they walked a little further down the street, and he said to one of his buddies as they walked past this huge house with a big gate and a big fence and a gate and so forth, he said, see that brass gate right there on the banker's house? He said, my daddy made that brass gate. And maybe, boys and girls, as they went a little further down the street, maybe he saw a big lamppost in front of the mayor's office made out of brass. And he said to one of his buddies, he said, see that lamppost right there? My dad made that. And maybe, boys and girls, as they went a little further down the street, a big carriage came by, six big white horses pulling the carriage. And boy, was that carriage decked out with all the brass trim and bells and so forth. And he said to one of the boys, he said, hey, see the governor's carriage there with all that brass on it? My daddy made that brass. But boys and girls, one day, and I don't know exactly how it happened, but maybe Hiram was at school that day. And maybe one of the secretaries from the office came down to his classroom and interrupted the class and said to the teacher, the principal wants to see Hiram. Would you let him come down to the office with me? And so Hiram got up and started out of the class. And the secretary said, Hiram, bring your books with you. So Hiram picked his books up, wondering what was going on, and went down to the principal's office. And the principal said, Hiram, I'm very sorry to have to tell you this, but something very bad has happened. Your mother needs you to come home right away. So Hiram made his way home, and I don't know for sure exactly how it happened, but maybe when he got there, his aunt was already there, and maybe his uncle or maybe his grandfather was there too. I don't know. But his mother was crying probably. She said, Hiram, I don't know exactly how to tell you this, but this morning at the factory, down at the shop, there was a big accident and some people were hurt, and Hiram, your daddy got killed. Or maybe he came home one day from playing ball with the other kids, and maybe it was kind of middle of the afternoon, and when he walked in, his mom and dad were sitting on the couch. He thought, wow, what's dad doing home from work this early? And maybe his dad said, son, you need to sit down. Your mom and I need to talk to you. We've been to the doctor, and we've got some bad news. And I'm very, very sick, Hiram. And maybe it wasn't long until Hiram's daddy was gone. I don't know exactly how it happened, boys and girls, but the Bible said he was the son of a widow. And it said that his daddy was a brass worker, and he grew up to become a brass worker. But somewhere along the line, I know this happened. Now again, the Bible doesn't tell me where it happened. The Bible doesn't tell me exactly how old Hiram was when it happened. But somewhere along the line, I know for sure this happened. Hiram heard about David. One day, I don't know if Hiram was just a little boy or maybe a young teenager. I'm not sure. But he heard about David. And oh my goodness, did he admire David. You know, he didn't have a daddy anymore at home to kind of look up to. And so, man, he thought, this David, wow, he's really something. And then, boys and girls, maybe somewhere along the line, he began to dream of, well, I wonder if someday, oh, surely not, but well, maybe someday I can meet David. Oh, I'm sure that would never happen. I mean, David's famous. They write songs about him. Maybe one day he even dreamed, you know, wouldn't it be cool if I not only could meet him, but maybe I could travel with him. He heard that David traveled around a lot and had a group of men that traveled with him. He thought, boy, wouldn't it be cool if I could travel around with David, maybe be a servant? You know, kind of like, Johnny Quest. I don't know if any of you even know who he is, but he was a famous American hero when I was a little boy. He traveled around the world with his daddy and his buddy Haji, and they always killed the bad guys and saved the world. And maybe he thought one day, wouldn't it be something? After being one of David's servants for a while, maybe I could even become, I know it's silly to think this, but maybe I could become one of his mighty men. You know, those guys that risked their life to get him a drink of water. Maybe I could do that someday. But somewhere along the line, boys and girls, and I have no idea when this happened, how old he was, but somewhere along in there, there was a little flicker, just a little spark that gradually grew into a tiny little flame. Somewhere along the line, it began to burn down in his soul. I wonder if someday when I grow up, I could be a king. David's a king. Maybe someday I could be a king. Oh, surely not. I wasn't born into a royal lineage. I'm just the son of a little brass worker. But boys and girls, that flame began to burn. And you know, it got to the point where more than anything else in this world, that's what Hiram wanted. He wanted to become a king. You know, boys and girls, he lived worthy of that dream that he was having. He learned to walk like a king walks. He learned to dress like a king dresses. He learned to comb his hair and shave and look sharp like a king looks. Somewhere along the line, boys and girls, he learned to talk like a king. Somewhere along the line, he learned to work as hard as a king works. He kind of, boys and girls, he kind of reminds me of a fellow I know by the name of John Wilkerson. Or it reminds me of a guy I know by the name of Eddie Lapina. Or it kind of reminds me, boys and girls, of a fella I've known for a long time by the name of John Francis. You know, boys and girls, he kind of reminds me of a fella I know by the name of Andy Gomez. Boys and girls, Hiram reminds me of a fella I know by the name of Abdel Judah. But somewhere along the line, boys and girls, Hiram decided he wanted to be a king, and he wanted that more than anything else in the whole world. When Hiram was, the Bible says Hiram was ever a lover of David. Sure, Hiram loved David when he first heard that David killed Goliath. I don't know how old Hiram was when he heard that. Was he 3 or 4 or 8 or 9? I don't know. He also loved David when he heard that David returned from the slaughter with Saul, and they wrote songs about him killing his tens of thousands. You know, boys and girls, he also loved David when he heard that David had to hide in a cave and live kind of an adventurous life, kind of like a Robin Hood kind of a thing. And he heard that when he came home one time, his whole city had been burned, and he took his men and rallied them and went and rescued their wives and children and so forth. I don't know how old Hiram was when he heard that. Was he 12 or 14? I don't know. But somewhere along the line, Hiram heard that David was reigning as king of Judah, and he thought, boy, maybe someday I could be a king. And then later he heard that David was crowned the king of all of Israel. And later he heard that David, time after time after time, took the army out and defeated the enemy and came back as the victor. But boys and girls, somewhere along the line, he also heard that David sinned with Bathsheba and then murdered her husband Uriah. But Hiram was ever a lover of David. Somewhere along the line, Hiram heard that David had problems with his own family. I mean, his own son forced his half-sister right there in the house. And the other son got mad at the first son and murdered him. And then the second son that had already murdered the first son then got mad at his father David and took the kingdom away from him. And David gave clear instructions that nobody was to harm Absalom. But David's own nephew, Joab, murdered Absalom when he was found him in a defenseless position. But Hiram was ever a lover of David. He also heard at some point David was old and sick. He had lost control of his kingdom, his family. He had two sons that were squabbling over who were going to be the next king, and they sort of had a little rebellion going on there against each other. But Hiram was ever a lover of David. He heard that David had even passed away, but he was ever a lover of David. He heard that Solomon became the next king, but he was ever a lover of David. You know, somewhere during those years, Hiram ceased to be that little wide-eyed young hero worshiper, and Hiram became a little older, became a little more successful, became a king himself. He was closer to David's age later. And you say, well, how in the world that happened? Well, you know, when he was 7 years old and David was 17, and he heard that David killed Goliath. I mean, to that 7-year-old boy, that 17-year-old hero was as big as Goliath. But when Hiram was 50 years old and David was 60 years old, he still loved David. He got to know David's faults. You know, at first, he was nothing but a hero. I mean, he killed Goliath, he won the victories, he became the king, they wrote songs about him. But later on, when he got to know him a little better, they were both kings, they were both ruling nations, they knew each other or knew of each other. He saw some of David's warts, but he still loved David. He was ever a lover of David. Boys and girls, here's my sermon. Listen very carefully. Now that you're an adult, you should love your parents, your pastor, your Sunday school teacher, your youth pastor, your Christian school teachers, etc., as much as you did when you were a little child because of who you are, not because of who they are. When you're a little child, you barely know how to love. And so your love is not based on you and your character and your spirituality. Your love is based on who you think they are or who they are. Either way, that's what your love is based on. But now you should have outgrown that love. Now your love should be more mature than that. Now you should say, well, look at him. He's not so tall after all. I'm as tall as he is. Well, look at her. She's not so hot after all. I know as much as she knows. I don't think I love him as much as... No, that's not the kind of love you ought to mature into. That's immature love. In fact, I think that's a lack of love. The love you ought to have today ought to say... Now that I'm more mature, now that I have more ability to love, I love you because of who I am, not because of what you are or what I think you are. Number two, when you someday become the king or the queen, or you fulfill that dream that you have today, love the one or the ones who helped you dream your dream. And love the ones who helped you reach your goal because of who you are, not because of who they are. Number three, when you hear that David and Saul cannot work together, love David as much then as you did when you heard that David and Saul won the victories together because of who you are, not because of who David is. Number four, when David reveals that he's a human and he commits his sin with Bathsheba, and he murders Uriah, love him as much as you did when he killed Goliath because of who you are, not because of what you thought he was. Number five, when your parents and your pastor and your Sunday school teacher and your youth pastor reveals that he or she is human after all. Love them as much as you did when you thought they could kill the giant, because of who you are, not because of who they are. What am I saying today? I'm saying let's be as loyal to God as Hiram was to David. Let's be as loyal to those who helped us love God as Hiram was to David. Hiram loved David because of who Hiram was, not because of who David was. Oh, yeah, when Hiram was a little child, he loved David because of what he thought David was. But there came a time when Hiram loved David because of who Hiram was. How mature will your love become? Will it only be mature enough to love those that are lovely? Only love those who seem lovable? Or will your love someday mature to the point to where when others reveal to you that they're human just like you are, you could still love them because of who you are? Love God because of who you are, not because God is what you expect or want Him to be. Thank you.